Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
So what we do at a county level does have an effect, but it takes leaders to step out and show we mean business. You ran as a conservative. You're no conservative, Colton Wright. You are a full-blown rhino liberal, okay? And it's actions. You're against a common sense led resolution. I can guarantee you 75% of Santa Rosa County residents would vote for this. Guaranteed.
The people know where I stand because I support the Sheriff's Department. Time and time again, I've been part of funding the Sheriff's Department. Happy to do so. Their budget has increased, and we've given them proper pay, the proper tools to do their job. If you talk about gun rights, here's my concealed carry permit. Here's my lifetime NRA membership. Anytime you want to go shooting, come with me. We can have a little contest if you want. If it's going to turn into a game, we can talk about who has more guns, who has more ammunition. This is ridiculous.
Go ahead, Commissioner Smith.
I want to do this, and don't touch your little button there, James. But, well, it's not your turn. I know you don't know the rules and how to operate a proper meeting, and it's just obvious even more. You know, you came out attacking me, and you can shut up. I'll tell you to shut up from here. I can't tell you politely. I mean, get it, dude. And turn your microphone off.
You should be polite.
I'm trying to be, cordial. But you can't keep your mouth shut. And it's just embarrassing. I've had enough of it. I think this board's had enough of it.
Oh, see, I have this theory, okay? My theory is that there are certain, let's say, elected officials or certain groups of elected officials, boards and councils and commissions, who, when they feel like they're not getting enough attention from me, they act out like children in order to make sure that they stay in the top of the news cycle. And
I will agree with you on that one.
And I feel like it's a three-way race.
It is.
Between Milton City Council, the Escambia County Commission, who's had a meeting last month and a meeting this month. They're all on vacation all the time now. I mean, you know, it's not so bad not having to talk about them. But anyway, and the Santa Rosa County Commission, most predominantly, you know, led by particular agitators on these boards like James Calkins, who proposed this just ridiculous, absurd, stupid, juvenile, virtue-signaling caricature resolution. We like legal immigration, but we don't like illegal immigration. Who could possibly stand against me? Only rhinos and fake Republicans like Colton Wright. Good Lord, man. And to their credit, Colton Wright and Kerry Smith said, you're dumb. And we can't tell you politely because you keep talking when we're talking. You keep keying your mic when we're supposed to be talking, and you won't shut up. Because the goal is to be a disruptor. I mean, man, I didn't know if I wanted to go down this path exactly, but there's kind of two possibilities about James Calkins. Possibility number one is that he knows this is absurd and he's totally cynical. That he's smart enough to look this bad and dumb because he thinks you're dumb enough to fall for it and vote for him again and you can keep this up. He knows it's all a game. That's theory number one, okay? Theory number two is this is just who he is. Theory number three is the one that I'm very reluctant even to mention it, but somebody texted me and...
Come on.
You remember the Manchurian Candidate, the movie The Manchurian Candidate?
Yes.
From the classic movie that was remade. And the idea was, you know, put a politician in office who will be like a puppet for some foreign government, right?
Right.
Okay. Not, I don't think that. But here's the theory that's been proposed is what is the Russian strategy for American politics? Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Disruption, disagreement, conflict, fighting, bickering, turning against each other, the demise of a strong civilization, when we all turn against each other, become polarized, think the enemy is in our borders, and fight each other so much that we forget to take account of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the only way I can say it and I think be accurate. If that were the goal, you can't possibly accomplish that goal any better than James Calkins is doing it. Now, do I think that's actually like he's some kind of Russian? No, I don't. I think he really just believes this. I think he thinks this is a strategy for winning, and he's going to take advantage of an election year, and he's going to create buffoonery out of the Santa Rosa County Commission, and he's going to use it as a pretext to attack Colton Wright. You know, you can't attack Sam because Sam kind of went with him, but he's going to attack him as being a fake Republican, the most absurd allegation ever, as a caricature of Republicanism himself. And he's going to hope that he wins. And then we have an election. We decide, is he right or is he not? You know, what is the Santa Rosa County voter going to say about all this? We'll come back to this in a second, but it's just crazy time. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 eastbound at the scenic exit involving six cars. The good news is traffic is flowing. It's all over in the left-hand lane, so stay in the right-hand lane and you'll get where you need to go. Also, I-10, I-110, the rest of it looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, where to buy from, a great selection of good quality used cars at Frontier Motors, low miles, great condition, good prices, and they stand by their product after they sell it to you. You know, a lot of times you go to a used car dealer and they're kind of like, they're hoping to just get you past the sale point and the three-day lemon law, you know what I mean? Like, and that hope they never see you again. Because you're going to figure out it's not a good car eventually, and then they're going to they don't want to have to deal with you. They want to sell you one time and be done and find somebody else the next time. Frontier is the exact opposite. They want to sell you this car, the next car, the car after that, the car after that. They want you to be lifetime customers. And it shows because, for example, when they sell you a car, hey, here you go. Here's your keys, you know, whatever. And then they do kind of a fun, nice thing for you, and I don't want to blow it for you because it's fun if you haven't seen it before. But then 6 months after you buy the car, they'll call you. I know they did call me. Anything wrong with the car? No, it's fine. Year after we bought the car. Hey, anything wrong? Calvin's asked my sales guy. Anything wrong with the car? Well, the physical key doesn't work. Okay, bring it in. We'll replace it on us. No problem. A year after we bought the car. Who does that? Well, Frontier does that. Because they want to stand by their product and undersell and overdeliver, which is like great business model. That's why they've been around for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the llama drama in Santa Rosa County, which it's funny because James Calkins likes to criticize. Remember, he says...
We don't need to be bringing llama drama.
And he is the llama drama candidate 100% of the time.
And then all of a sudden, you're going to come out and start talking about me appointing a Democrat to a board, the Marine Advisory Board. That's when we have repairs done on boat ramps, okay? It's nothing more than that. I
you
did not... Shut up!
Republican.
I'm so with Kerry Smith on this.
I'm sorry. It's like talking to a child.
It is.
You replaced a Republican and put a Democrat, and the man you replace is an honorable man.
That's not the issue, James.
The guy didn't show up to the meetings.
That's the issue.
I replaced him with a marine biologist.
Exactly.
I didn't ask for a party affiliation. I didn't care. These are not the kid grief. Golly, man, you are just... insufferable. I don't know what else to do.
He's the walking embodiment of a caricature conservative troll. And it drives these decent, honorable, board members up the wall, sometimes less and sometimes more, because they don't know what to do with him. It's very entertaining, but it's not good governance.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a restroom break, and when you guys are ready to vote, I've said all I'm going to say. I'm not going to partake with this little monkey business of how he runs a meeting. And by the way, this is the guy that's going to be our chairman in July.
For a meeting.
Because he's the vice chair. Is this the kind of crap we're going to deal with? I'm telling you, I'm taking a restroom break. When you guys are ready to vote, I'll come back.
I'm out. I'll come back when we're voting on this nonsense. So Sam Parker tries to, well, so here's the frustrating thing. Sam is running on this issue too. He's put out mailers about illegal immigration. What does that have to do with county business? I like Sam, but that's ridiculous. It's just, what in the world? So he comes out and he kind of supports the resolution by trying to tweak it just a little bit and asks whether the mild tweaking, whether Colton Wright or Kerry Smith or Ray Eddington will go along, who have so far been opposed.
I appreciate your attempt to do this, but I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way I'm for any of this, because this is a half-assed, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get my wife hitting me on the head for saying that, but this is a half-cocked resolution put together prior to a mail-out, and this is all it is. I'm going to call it out for what it is. I'm against how Joe Biden's handling this 100%. We all are.
They all are.
But for him to get up here and start his shouting and stuff, what he's done, no. I say we throw this out, go to the next item.
Because it's not a county responsibility, because it's bad governance to raise these stupid issues and make a stink about it and try to get attention like he's gotten from media last week and from me this week. He's getting the attention. The kicking, screaming child got everybody's attention. And so we have to explain to him, sir, stay in your lane. Don't lie about the sheriff, what the sheriff told you, which he did, lied about the sheriff. Don't create this ridiculous notion that somehow Colton Wright is some, secret liberal. I mean, it's infuriating. I get why they're angry. I get why they just... I get why inside they kind of want to knock him out. I get it. I kind of sometimes have that same reaction. Like, this is so unacceptable.
Appreciate your attempt to try to make sure that I and others don't get painted into a corner by some folks. I think that damage is already done, and I already know that ship is coming, and those attacks are on their way. They were on their way before today. The facts say otherwise, James.
He says something off the mic. And then, they got into more drama later, yelling and screaming at each other, sort of. And just, like I say, elections have consequences. You get the government you elect. That's all there is to it. There's a primary coming up. You decide how you're going to vote. Districts 1, 3, and 5 in Santa Rosa County. Everybody votes for everybody. So everybody in Santa Rosa County gets to vote for Sam Parker or a challenger, gets to vote for Colton Wright or a challenger, gets to vote for James Calkins or a challenger. You got two Republicans in that race, Rhett Ryle and Jerry Cooey. Elections have consequences. 723 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Save thousands at the 4th of July Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. See the largest selection of major brand hot tubs and Michael Phelps signature swim spas up to 50% off. Free Yeti cooler to the first five hot tubs and a free outdoor pizza oven to the first five swim spas sold daily. Financing available with payments as low as $79 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get off my plane.
A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get.
7:27 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. If you have an import, you've got a BMW, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, a Lexus. These are good quality vehicles, and you want to take care of them, right? Once you pay for them, you want to take care of them. You might think you've got to pay a lot. You got to go to the dealership. You got to, you know, spend the time and the gas and the extra money in order to... No. It's actually federal law protects you from going anywhere you want to get them serviced. And Bobby Likas Auto Service. They take care of these vehicles all the time. They work on them consistently. Also, domestics. Okay, of course. You know, your Chevy, your Ford, whatever. Their website, the name is carclinicservice.com. It's kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car where they want to see you. Like you see, you know, you take your body to the doctor, complex mechanical system, and not even a self-healing one, right? You take your body to the doctor where it's self-healing. Your car is not self-healing. You need to take it to the mechanic routinely to avoid the big catastrophic problem. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. And they just opened a second location across from the Walmart on Highway 29, 8969 Pensacola Boulevard. 7:28 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The city of Atlanta has reached a $2 million settlement with two students who were shocked with a taser during a 2020 protest march. Their city council chose to settle a federal lawsuit filed by two students that were pulled from a car and tased by police in downtown Atlanta. The FDA has now approved a new Alzheimer's drug. Kisunla was approved yesterday by the FDA. That'll cost about $700 a vial for the drug or $32,000 for a one-year treatment. The drug is designed to clear the brain of Alzheimer's-related proteins called beta amyloids. And Christopher Reeve's son will appear in James Gunn's upcoming Superman movie. Will Reeve will be making a cameo appearance. He's a real-life news correspondent for ABC. Reeve will play a TV reporter in the film. That'll be in theaters July of 2025.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Very interesting story. You mentioning about the college protest case, somebody getting pulled out of the car and tased or whatever. Saw this yesterday, and I thought it was fascinating that Emerson College, a liberal arts school in the Boston vicinity, has acknowledged that enrollment is down so much that they are going to lay off staff and not hire for a lot of open positions that they've got right now. They had more than 1,000 students enroll in fall 2022, but now enrollment is down and layoffs are coming. They said, "We attribute this reduction to multiple factors, including national enrollment trends away from smaller private institutions, an enrollment deposit delay in response to the new FAFSA rollout," right? Mm-hmm. Funding has been an issue. And listen, student protests targeting our Yield events and campus tours and negative press and social media generated from the demonstrations and arrests. Emerson College President Jay Bernhardt said in a letter on Wednesday, the protests, the perception of college as an unsafe place, the harassing of students and teachers, people don't want to go to college and don't want to be around all of this. And Emerson College might be the canary in the coal mine. We'll see how other schools, if there's an effect elsewhere, but it's hard to imagine it would be just them, where the protests are actually causing people to avoid college. That's amazing. And yet, I mean, you can understand why, right? We don't want the product because the product's not appealing anymore.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden has a private conversation this evening with a group of governors, some at the White House, some virtually. Democrats concerned about last week's debate performance and reports he's going downhill. There's a report some House Democrats are ready to revolt.
That report from Reuters says there are 25 Democratic members of the House of Representatives preparing to call for Biden to step aside if he seems shaky in the coming days, according to one House Democratic aide.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. A lot of people are turning tomorrow's 4th of July holiday into a 4 or 5 day weekend.
Of the record-breaking 70 million expected to travel somewhere for the holiday, most of them are going to be driving, more than 60 million of them. Weather conditions looking good for people in the Northeast, but we are expecting some storms this afternoon in the plains and across the Ohio Valley.
That's Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Hamilton, New Jersey. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is 79 degrees, still raining here in Pensacola this morning. Two teenagers have been arrested for the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl in Montclair last month. 16-year-old Glenn James III charged with negligent manslaughter and tampering with evidence. 18-year-old Michael Falater charged with accessory after the fact on those same charges. This coming after Kyan Thompson was shot in the head June 3rd at a home on Montclair Road. Investigators say Thompson was shot while lying on a mattress. According to reports, witnesses said that James was playing with a gun when it went off. After the shooting, James, Falater, and another witness fled, reportedly burned a pillow taken from the scene, and then threw the girl's phone into a random yard. Pensacola police say a man died after shooting himself in the head near downtown yesterday. That was reported just after 4 p.m. yesterday near Cervantes and L Streets. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the man shot himself after being pulled over by a PPD officer. He was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. No additional information on that has been released. Well, Hurricane Beryl continuing to churn across the Caribbean today. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Beryl's a Category 4 strength right now with 145-mile-an-hour winds. That storm is expected to hit Jamaica today and approach the Cayman Islands tomorrow and the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico overnight tomorrow. Some weakening of the storm is forecast, but it's still expected to be a near-major hurricane status as it moves into the central Caribbean. Looking like an excessive heat warning again today, bearing down on the panhandle, the National Weather Service with that heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for our area with heat index values up to 109 degrees. We'll get more on that with Channel 3 in just a couple of minutes. People around the state being inconvenienced by an outage affecting birth and death certificates. The Florida Department of Health has been dealing with server issues now for about a week. The department originally expected the outage to last only 6 hours for what they called storage migration. Now, right now, there's no word on exactly why that system is still down or when it could potentially be fixed. But in the meantime, birth and death certificates cannot be accessed online. New housing developments have been approved in Escambia County. According to the News Journal, the county's Development Review Committee approved the plans for developments in Cantonment, both northwest and southwest Pensacola. In total, the three developments will bring around 332 homes to the area. Enclave at Belaterra will bring 58 homes off of Highway 29 in Cantonment. Eagle Point will be located near Klondike Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. That'll have 145 homes. And 129 more will make up Skyhawk Landing near South Loop Road. It is 7:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. We do have, East Street and Barrancas, that road is flooded. So just be aware of that. We've already got a car stalled in the middle of it. So don't go that way. Again, that's between East Street and Barrancas in downtown Pensacola. Other than that, traffic's looking good. This traffic report brought to you by ECU Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have another heat advisory in place for today as temperatures warm up near 90 degrees, feeling more like the triple digits. 60% chance of some showers and thunderstorms through the morning and afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain for that 4th of July forecast. We'll have plenty of sunshine mixed in, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Any rain should subside for fireworks. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees, rain in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 78 also in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Heritage Valley Health System has agreed to pay the federal government $950,000 to settle potential patient privacy violations following a ransomware attack in 2017 due to its flawed medical record system. In addition to the payment, the health system has agreed to implement a corrective action plan and 3 years of HHS compliance monitoring. China dominates the supply chain for many of the world's critical minerals, but so far it's held off on sweeping restrictions on at least one, tungsten. The metal is nearly as hard as diamond and has a high energy density, making it an important material in weapons, autos, electric car batteries, semiconductors, and industrial cutting machines. China this past weekend did not include the metal in new regulations for boosting its oversight of domestic rare earth productions. Futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 162, the NASDAQ up 149. That's Your Money Now.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I want it all. Hey, yeah. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor Reeves is out of the country, so we're not having him on this morning. Well-deserved. Well-deserved, I think, to take a little bit of a break. A couple of interesting notes here. One is, I haven't talked a lot about insurance, even over the years, as this is such a big issue, right? I mean, I haven't avoided it because it's a big issue. But I tend to not talk about stuff if I don't feel like I have a lot to add or if I don't have some kind of, you know, news to give you. And I do have a little bit of news to give you, which is that when it comes to the insurance markets, the problems in insurance, are not just localized to Florida. Now, Florida's had our own issues, right? Lots and lots of issues. And, of course, our legislature has taken steps to try to mitigate this. And I think we're at a point where it might be getting better. The reports of that, as you heard from the delegation when they did the WSRE legislative review, you know, that we might be on the verge of getting things to be a little bit better for insurance. But if any of you have homes, you know home insurance is just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. It's there's all kinds of reasons why. Part of the reason has been the reinsurance market, right? And that's what insurance companies use to hedge their bets. It's insurance for insurance companies, okay? In case there's a really bad storm, they basically buy reinsurance with somebody else. And, you know, Florida has been working on this, and the picture has gotten a little bit better for reinsurance in Florida, which is, you know, that's good news, okay, because of things that the state has done. So that may help the problem. But also limiting lawsuits and trying to, you know, change the way, like the assignment of benefits stuff that was leading to out-of-control lawsuits. The roof replacement stuff is another one of these issues that has been, because people were abusing the claims process and, you know, claiming roofs when they didn't really need roofs. And so, you know, you put $15,000 on top of a claim that's really only supposed to be a, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 claim, and then all of a sudden, you know, right when claims go up, then premiums have to go up. So there's all of that. But you also have insurance companies that have been doing what I can only describe as obscenely stupid things that it's hard to justify. For example, if you've, you know, and we've run into this as well. Like, we're having trouble, they've gone through the agents not taking policies anymore, and while we're having to, you know, refine insurance, and even though the company still offers it, the agent does not, and so it looks like what they're just trying to do is make us rewrite a policy, which means to write it at higher premiums with worse deductibles and all of that. But you also have the issues of disqualifying people for insurance because, for example, a roof. If your roof is 10 years old or older, they're going to try to make you get a new roof, is kind of the developing trend for home insurance. So in addition to higher premiums for worse policies, now you're having to put, depending on your home, right, and the angle, is pitch of the roof and all that, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on top of everything else for a perfectly decent roof to be replaced. I mean, a 12-year-old roof is fine. Most of the time, right? I mean, you know, roof can be 30 years if it's built right. But that's not the only one. The semi-new cusp edge of the problem here is water heaters. They're requiring you to have new water heaters, to which you might reasonably ask, well, why? You know, what has a water heater got to do with a house claim? The best I can tell you is their theory is that water heaters can explode if they're bad or something. And I'm like, but how many times does that happen? You know, like, what's the issue here? Unless it's, you know, the water heater manufacturer's lobby. It's just doing a great job, all right? I mean, but there's a new one. And the article I was reading yesterday at CNBC said that insurance premiums are going up because of, you know, lots of events, and they're having to pay claims. But insurance issues specifically that they're looking to get, it's like, because insurance is more scarce and everybody wants to have insurance, they feel like they have you over the barrel and they can make ridiculous demands, you know? And one of them is, and they're talking about like roofs even 7 years old needing to be replaced. Article says there was a guy here who was this Bill Baldwin, owner of a realty place in Houston. They quoted him as saying, some of the insurance companies want trees cut down if the tree is within 20 feet of the edge of the house, because trees blow over in storms, okay? Including trees that might be on neighbor's property. So an insurance company isn't going to insure your house because the guy next to you has a tree. Which, no, I mean, of course that's absurd, but also I think, and every time I read these stories, in the back of my head I'm thinking, okay, so if I'm an insurance company, you know, what am I looking at? All the nature of risk. The storm doesn't care whether it's your tree or your neighbor's tree, right? That's right. So if insurance companies are going to demand tree safety, right, if that's going to be the new thing,
right,
then does that mean that, you know, municipalities are going to start requiring neighbors to cut down trees? Or are you going to be able to, I don't know, take out, I don't know, an insurance claim against your neighbors? I mean, it's just hard to see where this all goes. But remember, and this is, I have to remind myself of this because this is all very infuriating, right? And as any of you who have paid double or triple your home insurance policies over the last few years know, this is an infuriating thing because we've all kind of taken for granted that we're entitled to get house insurance. Right? I mean,
right.
You may not like to say it out loud this way because it starts to sound vaguely like something that conservatives wouldn't say out loud or believe, but you kind of take home insurance like a right. Don't you? I mean, you're entitled to have your house insured. Somebody is supposed to pay for the risk of you owning a home. And of course, though I hate to be the one to say it, you don't have a right to house insurance. Now, if enough people expect a thing and a market's not providing a thing, then those who elect people will eventually demand that government come and take care of providing the thing. And I think there's a, you know, maybe a reasonable position for the government on something like this, you know, as the insurer of last resort. This is why we have Citizens, for example. But I just think it's an interesting mindset that we all of us who own homes, all think, why should I be responsible for the risk to my home? Isn't there some obligation to alleviate that risk by making it collectively something that we're all, and I don't mind paying for it, but the payment needs to be reasonable. But remember, in a capitalist system like America, whether it's health insurance or car insurance or home insurance, you're ultimately depending on private capital volunteering itself as the safeguard. And if they don't believe the risk is worth the premiums, then they won't insure you, or they won't insure the market, or they won't insure the state, right? So I think it's important to kind of keep that in the backdrop, too, is how much can you coerce a private company to control its prices and providing a service that we all want that they're not willing to sell at the price we prefer? Right? I mean, just, again, I hate to be the guy to say it that way, but there's some truth in that, too. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got a street that is flooded. If you are between East Street and Barrancas Avenue, that street is flooded. So you definitely want to avoid that area. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Still seeing, starting to see some backups on 29, both north and southbound right around Burgess Road. Seeing some backups there, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, we're getting a lot of people texting in on this subject, 437-1620. Somebody here says, I would advise all homeowners needing a roof or windows to go to MySafeFlorida.com, which has grants to help you cover the cost of new roofs. That's true. That's a great program. Somebody else says, if you have a mortgage, you have to have homeowners insurance. It's not a choice. You can't opt out of the market, which is part of why the government can be involved in regulating or providing kind of, you know, insurance controls, like they might provide rent controls in a market where it's sort of out of control. Yeah, and that's true, you know, because you've borrowed somebody else's money in order to pay for your home, and now you've got to depend on somebody else's money to insure against the loss of the home on the money that you borrowed from somebody else, right? I mean, that's kind of the whole system. Somebody else says, when water heaters leak, they go bad, they leak, and that can cause damage. At a company in town, tell me I had to remove a piece of pipe that a plumber installed to get a policy. It's absurd. And somebody else said, yeah, 10 years is the limit. If you got a 10-year or older water heater, you're not going to be able to insure that home, which, you know, right? And it's even things like, you know, having a trampoline. You know, because, like, there's all kinds of reasons that you can suffer a claim on a policy. Like, you know, somebody's friend comes over and busts their collarbone on your trampoline and you get sued. You know, like, there's all this stuff around litigation and risk and liability. 437-1620, somebody says, how do we get shade on our properties when they've gone to zero lot lines and the irony of trees? Obviously, they have lots of benefits, and I agree, you know, benefits for flooding mitigation, you know, so how do you balance off the, we want the flood mitigation for the tree and the benefits to just the air and the scenery and happiness, and yet not wanting them to be a danger to the home. And I remember a conversation I listened to where somebody was saying that on their rental properties that they would actively cut down the trees. I want to say it was Sam Parker, the county commissioner, is what I remember it as. I may be wrong about that, but basically saying that, you know, it just makes sense to defend the house against the trees, which for fire and wind, I mean, that's valid, but it's a sad state of affairs when you got to cut down trees. But there's a reason, you know, for where we live. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody else says, aren't you required to have insurance in order to get loans and mortgages? Yeah, generally. You know, and a lot of times, where this also shows up is in buying a house, right? Because a lot of times you have to get insurance to get the mortgage, and so you write the contract as contingent upon insurance, and that's going to be contingent upon the inspection, which might show a roof need or a water heater, you know, and then you can't sell houses or the housing market is affected by the insurance limits, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. So I don't have great solutions for you on this. The tree thing was new to me, and the water heater thing was kind of new to me, and, you know, obviously the roof thing has been around for a long time, and, you know, we don't talk about it quite a bit, so I thought I would bring it up this morning because this is where we are, and it's hard to believe that we're really turning the corner yet in Florida, but I think these are all fair questions to be asking our legislators. You know, hey, what can you do? Because the private market is not doing a great job of managing all of this stuff right now. 750 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And speaking of water heaters, you know, if you need to have maybe a new water heater put in, plumbing work, electrical, AC, anything like that, heating, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been expanding all along the Gulf Coast because, you know, they've been here in Pensacola for like 55 years. I mean, they're a long-standing company. In fact, they're having, you know, certain anniversary offers going on right now. But they, they expanded last year to Baldwin County. They expanded this year to Mobile. They had expanded previously. They have gone all the way east to Tallahassee. You know, all along the Gulf Coast, they will take care of you. And in fact, as a result of their 55th anniversary, they've got specials going on right now, including the water heater is one that they can have inspected for you for $55. But check them out at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, I'll kiss my grit.
It's 7:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. is preparing to announce a new $2.3 billion security and aid package for Ukraine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced that yesterday. He says the money will provide air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other munitions. The FDA has approved a new Alzheimer's drug. The new treatment by Eli Lilly will be sold under the brand name Kisunla. That was approved yesterday by the FDA. And Vice President Kamala Harris being spoken of as one of the top choices to potentially replace Joe Biden if he decides to end his reelection campaign. Some in the Democratic Party concerned that he may not be fit enough for a second term. They say Kamala has the highest name recognition among the likely replacements.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 754 News Radio Pensacola. Lots of texts coming in on this insurance thing and the water heater thing. One person who's a realtor says, requiring a new water heater in areas where there are basements anyway. When the water heater grows old, it may break, leak, and flood the basement, which is finished and may cost $50,000 to repair. And that's not so much a Florida issue, right? But if the water heater's on the main floor and grows older and leaks while you're on vacation, once more, your whole main floor, your house may be flooded. Home insurance has been so cheap per $1,000 compared to all other insurance that we've been spoiled by the low prices. And again, that's the whole, you know, the market offers things. And when you got all the claims, it's not that the disruption of the claims is a problem. It's that previously the lack of claims has sort of been too low. It's kind of the argument. Somebody here says, let's see, I'm retired on a fixed income. How do they expect me to pay for all of this? And then as like responding to that, you know, I want a taxpayer subsidy. Citizens should keep rates low. I thought it was amazing that I know somebody who bought a house recently and Citizens was their best deal. Well, that shouldn't be. When Citizens should be the last resort, not the best resort, right? That shouldn't be the best alternative. 437-1620. Let's see. Someone here says, insurance agent told me there's no advantage to a metal roof. They want those replaced after 15 years, just like asphalt shingles or architectural shingles, which is absurd. But, I mean, what I'm hearing is 7 and 10 years. Even though, like, the architectural shingles, I mean, those roofs should be good for 2 or 3 decades at least. And yet, you know, because of claims then and the abuse of that system and now what insurance companies are responding to. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling downtown between East Street and Barrancas, just know that that street is flooded right there. So just be careful. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We're still seeing some delays north and southbound on Highway 29 right there at Burgess Road. Seeing some delays. Other than that, I'm looking good. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Hey, if you've got a company, you've got employees, it means you've got to handle benefits, right, for them. That means you've got to deal with insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, plus manage payroll, plus manage HR. And if you love the current system you've got, great, keep doing that. If you don't love it or you have a question about maybe there's a better way to do it, or, you know, maybe it's great, but you wonder if it couldn't be even better, call Torgerson Causey and find out. I mean, all that can happen is they come, they look for free, they do an observation, they say, hey, here's what you can do for me. You're like, yeah, I'm better off now. It's possible. Or you could be like with us, and we're like, oh, that's way better. Let's have you do it. And I'm telling you, I didn't know what we didn't have until we switched to Torgerson Causey, and they have been fantastic, genuinely. They have provided us choices for insurance that we didn't have before here at News Radio and Cat Country. We've been working with them now for about 7 years. And one of the things is my wife is very detail-oriented. She's an engineer by training. And so she likes to ask a lot of questions, you know, logical mind, right? She was going to be a lawyer. She wasn't going to be an engineer. And she likes to ask questions. And insurance people don't always have good answers, okay? A lot of time insurance people are kind of salespeople and not really, you know, don't really understand a lot of the stuff that they're doing. Torgerson Causey, she has always asked questions and they have always had answers. She says, they're great. I approve. And if you get my wife's stamp of approval, you're doing something right. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years doing this here locally. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Oh, interesting note, just kind of a small thing, but the Navy is replacing the T-45s, the Goshawk. That's the jet that you see training around here locally, the white jet with the I always want to say orange, and I always forget whether it's orange or red wingtips, and my military guys are going to correct me, but you know what I'm talking about. That's the one you see training. They run out of NAS Pensacola. They train the backseat pilots on those and others as well, but that's the main thing they do there at Training Wing 6. But the Navy is needing to replace that, but the replacement now they've pushed back by 2 years because there's a question of whether it needs to be built hefty enough to do actual carrier landings or not. Building a plane to do carrier landings is hard because carrier landings are so rough. I mean, you should go online and watch some of the old videos of, like, you know, drop testing the F-14 Tomcat. And it's, oh, God. You know, but you've got to be able to handle that repeated stress. And the theory is that maybe you don't need to have a trainer that can handle all of that, and therefore it might be cheaper to build because it's not built for that same standard the way you'd build the, you know, the Super Hornet or something like that. So, anyway, they pushed that back for a couple of years, and we'll see what comes of it, you know. What they'd build as a replacement, and then eventually, of course, we'll have them flying here over over an NAS Pensacola eventually. Listen up.